This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. The International Atomic Energy Agency has established a firm presence of nuclear safety and security experts at a nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi, while visiting the Pivdana Ukrainsk power plant, says the mission aims to cover all of Ukraine's sensitive sites.
This is a part of a set of missions. We are starting today here at South Ukraine. We are going to be continuing in Rivne, Melnitsky next week, and also Chernobyl.
Grossi adds, a group of experts will stay behind in each location to work with Ukrainian hosts.
We are leaving now a group of experts who are going to be staying here permanently.
Zaporizhia nuclear plant, Europe's largest, was taken over by Russian forces in the first months of the war and remains under their control. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's economy minister, Yulia Svyrydenko, said Tuesday her country would take a peace plan to the United Nations meeting in February. President Volodymyr Zelensky has been promoting his 10-point peace plan, which he first announced in November and discussed it with U.S. President Joe Biden, among others, and urged world leaders to hold a global peace summit based on it. At a panel discussion held at the World Economic Forum in Davos Tuesday, Svyrydenko said they would use the February UN meeting to seek international backing for the plan. It envisions the withdrawal of Russian troops from Ukraine's internationally recognized territory, which would mean Russia giving up both the four regions it claims to have annexed and Crimea, which it seized in 2014. The Kremlin has repeatedly said it's open to peace talks with Ukraine, but saw no willingness on the part of Kyiv to negotiate. This is VOA News. Authorities in Nepal say most of the 72 people aboard a plane that crashed in the foothills of the Himalayas Sunday were killed in that accident. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Grieving relatives gather around an ambulance while hospital staff put a body encased in a white body bag into the vehicle. At the scene, Nepalese lawyer Ram Bahadur says, "We have lost the precious lives of so many, and this is happening again in Nepal. This is an irreparable loss." Investigators are sending the aircraft's data recorder to France for analysis as they try to determine what caused the country's deadliest plane accident in 30 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials with the United Nations, Yemen, and Saudi Arabia say Iranian-backed Houthi rebels, who have revived back-channel talks, hoping to strengthen the current more than nine-month informal ceasefire, the longest halt in fighting since the conflict began, and lay out a path for a negotiated end to the long civil war. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The quiet is fragile, with no formal ceasefire in place since a UN-brokered truce ended in October. It has been shaken by Houthi attacks on oil facilities and fiery rhetoric from Yemen's internationally recognized government, allied with Saudi Arabia, which complains it has so far been left out of the talks. Lack of progress could lead to a breakdown and a renewal of all-out fighting. But all sides appear to be looking for a solution after 8 years of a war that has killed more than 150,000 people, fragmented Yemen, and driven the Arab world's poorest country into collapse and near starvation in one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. Saudi Arabia restarted indirect exchanges with the Houthis in September when it became clear the UN brokered truce would not be renewed. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden is hosting Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte in talks at the White House Tuesday that will include trade, tech, and Ukraine. The Biden administration is looking to persuade the Netherlands to further limit China's access to advanced semiconductors with export restrictions. Tuesday's talks are also expected to include joint efforts to support Ukraine against Russia's ongoing invasion, as well as an upcoming democracy summit. The Biden administration has been trying to get the Netherlands on the same page since the U.S. Commerce Department announced in October new export controls aimed at China. The Netherlands-based tech giant ASML is a major manufacturer of machines that design and produce semiconductors. China is one of the company's biggest clients. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.